ذنوبنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وعيوننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. نستغفر الله الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب اليه. نستغفر الله الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب اليه. نستغفر الله الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب اليه. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه says that greediness is poverty and makes one needy, and true riches consist in not coveting what others possess. See, continuing with our discussion on the importance of being contented and not looking at what others have, but concentrating and focusing on the favors that Allah has given us. Here we find the amazing advices of Umar radiallahu anhu. He says that greediness is poverty and makes one needy. Yes, a person is greedy and all the time he feels that he is short, he needs more, he needs more, he needs more. And when he looks at what others have, he'll never be satisfied. That is why he who gives up all hopes of what other men possess become independent of them. Yes, so don't look at what others have. Look at what you have and what Allah has blessed you with. In that way, you will be satisfied. A sage was asked, what is wealth? Lovely question. A sage, a pious man, man of Allah, he was asked, what is wealth? What answer would we give? Give it some thought. Think to yourself, if somebody asked you, what is wealth? What answer you would give? Let's see what answer he gave. He said, what is wealth? And he answered, restriction of hopes and being content with what suffices for one's needs. What? Content with that which is enough. That is, you are contented with that and you do not have distant hopes. You do not have hopes that I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to acquire this and I'm going to acquire all that in my life. Just be happy one day at a time. Just be happy with what Allah has given you today. Just like today Allah looked after you, tomorrow Allah will look after you also. Muhammad bin Wasar rahmatullah alayhi used to eat dry bread and soaked in water and say, he who is content to eat this is never obliged to depend on anyone. So even that extent, these pious, when they had this little simple food, but they were contented with it. And if you're content with something, then that would suffice for you. Someone asked the sage, what are your possessions? Allahu Akbar. What an amazing question. What are your possessions? What do you possess? What do you possess? When somebody asks me, what do I possess? I'll give him a list, an itinerary of all the things that I possess. And look what he said, expression of self-sufficiency in public. People mustn't know my condition. They must know that I'm self-sufficient. Restrictions of hopes, moderation in private, and entertaining no hopes of what others possess. Allah, look how far they thought. Moderation in their life. Even when they had, they were content. They never went overboard. And even when they didn't have, they were still content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to a hadith, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that Allah ta'ala says, O son of Adam, if you were to possess the whole world, you would not be able to eat more than what can satisfy your need. And that is the haqiqat. And Allah shows us in this beautiful month of Ramadan, when we break fast, how much can you eat? How much can you really eat? You eat that little bit and you're full. That is the haqiqat of dunya. You fasted the whole day, you're so tired, you're thirsty, you're hungry, and that most lavish meal is put in front of you. But you only eat that what you need. Beyond that, you can't eat. So like that, compared to the akhirah, that is our life. That little bit of that satisfaction that we get, that is this dunya, and the rest is our akhirah. So count it my favor to you that I did not grant you more than what suffices for your needs, so that you may not have to answer for it. So sometimes when Allah holds back, it is actually His bounty. You think that, oh Allah, you're not giving me. Oh Allah, why am I not getting enough? Why this one's got? Why that one's got? Sometimes Allah holds back. Why? Because it's a bounty, so you don't have to answer for it. The more you have, the more you'll have to answer for it. That is why one pious person said, the favors of Allah is not only in that which He gives, but also in that which He holds back. Sometimes you feel, I didn't get this, why my life is not going according to this? And you sit back and you think, but in everything, in what Allah gives and in what Allah restricts, in that also is the bounty and the wisdom and the favor of Allah that me and you do not understand. Allah give us the understanding. Inshallah, we'll continue.